This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, just because we've been identified by the secular world as people of faith doesn't mean that I'm necessarily a person of faith. What it means is that I'm religious. I mean, being a person of faith and being religious are two different things. A lot of people say, well, I'm a believer, and they really don't believe. They claim to be a believer, but what they are is they live their life coming to church, and they live a life of fear. They're afraid. So we got a lot of people saying one thing, but they don't back it up with their lives. Because if I'm really a person of faith, then how many of you know my faith should be carrying me somewhere? My faith should have a destination from where I was last year to another dimension this year, from a lower level last year to a new level this year, from a former glory to this glory. Amen. My faith has got to be taking me somewhere in my life. Even my setbacks become setups. Come on, somebody. Sometimes it looks like everything's working against me, but really God's just rearranging the affairs of my life so he can get me to the destination of where he really wants to take me. And sometimes I go along kicking and screaming, but the truth is God is really taking me somewhere if I remain a person of faith. He wants to align me with divine purposes in my life, and he wants to align you with divine purposes in your life. Isn't that right? There's some people here this morning, I'm telling you, this is your day. God wants to break you out of cycles of dysfunction that have been going on in your life week after week, month after month, year after year. And the Lord says, no, the day has come that that cycle is broken over you. You've been disappointed. You've been tired. You've been going around in circles. You've been doing the same thing year after year. And God says, enough is enough. Hallelujah. Touch somebody and say, my faith is taking me somewhere today. Hebrews 6 says this. It says, let us leave the elementary teachings. It says, let us not lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works. How many know you can come to a place in your life where you have repented over stuff you did, and you have got to come to a place where you gotta where you have to quit being preoccupied with your past? We got people repenting and going every day back to the same thing. You got to quit doing what you used to do. And you got to stop using it as an excuse of why you can't be what God has called you to be. God wants you, by faith, to move into another dimension of your life. We can't be preoccupied with the weaknesses of our flesh. We got to move on. Somebody say, move on. It's a new day. I can't keep laying the same foundation of repentance towards dead works day after day. I've got to move to another level of faith. God's taking me somewhere. In other words, don't let your faith stay at an elementary level. Move on into middle school. And then make it into high school. Come on, then get into secondary school. Get yourself a degree in Jesus. Oh my God, come on, you ain't heard me this morning. Paul said it was an ever-increasing faith. He told Romans we go from faith to faith. How many know your faith has to be strengthened and it has to be growing? It's got to be moving. It's got to be growing. Amen. And how many understand this morning that God wants to move you into places that are supernatural in your life? He wants to take you and expose you to supernatural things that you've never experienced. You've seen them on TV. You've heard about them on the radio. You've heard the testimony of the miracles, but you haven't experienced the supernatural in your life. And God says, no, that's where I want to take you. That's why I want to move you from faith to faith. Listen to me. There's some things in some of you this morning, they've been hidden. They're just there. They're lying dormant. God's about to reveal those things to you today. If you will reach by faith. Divine moments. Divine opportunities coming to you. Divine breakthroughs for your life today. So what are you talking about? Well, yesterday you might have been miserable. You might have felt trouble. You might have been discouraged. You might not have had any resource to do what you wanted to do. There might have been some complaining going on yesterday. You might have been critical of somebody yesterday. You might have been talking about somebody yesterday. Come on, somebody help me this morning. Can I just tell you, faith is now. It ain't yesterday. Now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Quit whining over what happened yesterday. Quit being discouraged over getting laid off. Quit worrying about who walked away from you and who came to you. Quit complaining about what they said about you. Now faith. My God. We got to recognize now I'm in faith. You might not have been in faith when you got to church this morning. But now faith. Faith pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith, it's impossible to please him. I didn't write it. It's in the Bible. I'm sorry. That doesn't confuse your understanding that you running around, jumping up and down, clapping your hands and singing and shouting hallelujah is not really pleasing God. It only pleases Him when you do it in faith. In other words, going to church is not what pleases God. Singing songs is not what pleases God. Because how many know sometimes we sing songs that we don't even believe? We're just singing to be singing. Get in here saying, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Then Monday we get the car payment. We go, God, how am I going to make this car payment? Where are you, God? One day later. Come on now. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that He is. Somebody say He is. And He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Listen. Listen to me. God will never give you a life where faith is not necessary. Will not happen. Every day of your life will require you to move in some and operate in some kind of faith. You will never become so spiritual. You'll never become so anointed, so powerful. You'll never know the word so well that you will not need to walk in faith. Now, I understand some of y'all in here, you're great people of faith and you glow in the dark when you sleep. That's okay. But you're still going to have faith. You know what gets God's attention? Faith. Well, he's just talking about faith. Yes, I am. Faith is what gets his attention. When God sees faith, he says, I can work with them right there. I can work with her right there. I can work with that guy right there. I can work in that situation right there. When God sees faith, the Holy Ghost is released to appropriate what you're standing in for. Come on, somebody. God will ignore your whining. He won't listen to your complaining. He will only be moved by your faith. Come on, amen? Because it's faith that pleases God. It's faith that pleases God. Come on, somebody. You say, why is it important to operate in faith? Here's why. Because churches have just become a big drug. Church is just a narcotic today. We just come here and get high on Sunday so we can cope for the week. And we don't live the life of faith. Listen, I'm just being real with you. Some of us are here this morning because we've been obligated. I've got to go to church. Everybody expects me to be there. If I'm not there, blah, 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 blah. Some of us did come in faith. Some of us came kicking and screaming. We come in for a couple hours, we get our little happy self on, and we dance and we jump, and we feel good, we get a good word in us, we walk out the door and go, yeah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God. And then reality of life begins to sit back in, and we go back out there and we try to cope Monday through Friday. I got to cope. I got to cope with my coworker. I got to cope with my parents. I got to cope with my children. I got to cope with my family. I got to cope with the lack of money. I got to cope with this city. I got to cope with the economy. I got to cope with everything. And we try to cope for a whole week until we can come back and get another dose of God. How many know God never called you to cope? He called you to conquer. You're supposed to come out of here on Sunday afternoon and conquer the week. I know you ain't going to hear this on TBN, but I'm telling you the truth. You're going to have to conquer. Amen. He didn't just call you to get along, to go along, just to get through life and bump and bruise your way through it so you can get back on next Sunday and have somebody touch you on the head and say, I feel the Holy Ghost. That's not what it's about. He said, in all things, you are more than a conqueror. So what happens? You numb yourself to your experiences. You get numb. And listen, you get numb to these experiences of our life. But the thing that has been coming overwhelmingly evident to me is that you can never numb yourself from your frustrations. So no matter how hard you try to ignore your frustrations, they're still there. Come on, amen. Frustration. I know there's got to be more for me. I know I got to go to some place. God's pulling me to a place to take me somewhere where I'm not right now. And we get this thing on us where our faith begins to die up on the inside. And we get frustrated. Frustrated with each other. Frustrated with God. Frustrated in our marriage. Frustrated with everything. And we get numb to it. And pretty soon we come to the conclusion, this is my lot in life. This is how it is. Look, I don't know who I'm talking to today. But somebody, this word's for you. You need to hear me today. God wants to break you out of some things in your life and set you free from some stuff. Amen? I realize this ain't a word for everybody. Some of us got big faith. I'm glad. But listen to me. Amen? God wants to do a work in your life to carry you to a new level of faith. I don't care where you are. People come in, you might be able to put a smile on your face and make everybody think that everything's just going great in your life, and then you go home and you're miserable for the week. That is not the life of faith. That's the life of BS. Yes, I did. Because you ain't kidding nobody but yourself. You're not kidding God. You're trying to look like a Christian for everybody around you, but God knows what's really going on with you. You know when you get home and it's late at night and your head hits the pillow late at night and you're all alone with your thoughts and that stuff is replaying over and over and over and over and the frustration gets built over and over and over. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Amen? And you hear those voices that speak to you in the night and they say that you're not living up to your potential. There's more that you can do. You won't never arrive to your destination. God's got a plan for your life. How are you ever going to get there? And you stay in that cycle of discouragement. And frustration. I came to tell you today, I don't know where you've been living, but God's about to break you out of cycles of dysfunction in your life. If you'll live by faith. If you embrace it by faith. He's about to break you out of disappointments. He's about to break you out of depression. He's about to break you out of pain. He's about to break you out of agony and torment and hurt feelings and open wounds. God's about to break loose in your life. If you allow him. Now watch this. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, let that just sink in for a minute. And since we have the same spirit of faith, what he's talking about here, he's talking about all the heroes of faith. He's talking about all the people that went before us, all the guys that laid the foundation, amen? He's saying the faith that David had, the faith that Moses had, the faith that Noah had, the faith the people had that were knocked down and they kept getting back up. The same spirit of faith. People that had major setbacks and they kept on going. The same spirit of faith. That's who he's talking about. Keep your finger there and look in Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1, he begins to talk about all kinds of people. I want you to notice something about these people. They don't share any ethnicity. They don't share the same gender. They don't share the same financial background. They don't share the same educational background. He just starts Hebrews 11 out by saying this. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. By faith, Noah built an ark and preserved his family. By faith, Abraham left not knowing where he was going. By faith, Moses forsook the palaces of Egypt. By faith, Daniel. By faith, David. By faith, Gideon. By faith, Samson. By faith, Rahab. Come on, somebody. He goes through about 20 verses of talking about people that we see as Bible heroes, and he doesn't tell us anything about their resume other than this. He doesn't tell us how much they got in their bank account. He doesn't tell us how well they were trained, where they came from, the family that they lived in, how old or how young they were, how many problems they went through, what kind of trouble they had, what kind of frustrations they had. He just says one thing about them with two little words, by faith. By faith. How did you do it, Daniel? By faith. How did you do it, David? By faith. How'd you do it, Samson? By faith. Rahab, how'd you get out of that mess you were in? By faith. David, how'd you get there? By faith. Moses, how'd you get there? By faith. Abraham, how'd you become the father of many nations? By faith. Come on, somebody. They did it by faith. Y'all starting to see a trend here? A message throughout the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, they're going to say, how'd you do it? And you're going to stand before God and you're going to say, I did it by faith. It wasn't my education, it wasn't my ability, it wasn't who I knew, whose hands I shook, where I come from, who my parents were. It was by faith. Come on, amen. By faith. By faith. By faith. Come on, try that with me. By faith. By faith. I've come to tell somebody, your faith is greater than your mountain. It's greater than your circumstance. Greater than your problem. It's bigger than your valley. And verse 13 says, and since we have, somebody say have. How many know that means it's not something you're trying to get? You got it. It's yours. We got it, don't we? And since we have, past tense, everybody in this room has faith. Touch somebody, say, I've got faith. I mean, now listen to this. If you're full of fear, you got faith. Because fear is nothing more than faith that has a negative focus. I just keep being afraid we're going to lose it all. I just keep thinking it's all going to fall apart. What's that? That's faith focusing on a negative direction. Amen? Look, I know people that won't go in the ocean because they're so afraid they're going to drown. To the point where they really believe they're going to drown if they get in there. That's faith. And a negative focus. Amen? How many of you drove a car here this morning? Now, I didn't see what was out in the parking lot, but I would assume that most of you, when you got in your car this morning, you didn't sit in your car and hold the key up and pray in tongues for 15 minutes before you stuck in the ignition and started it. Come on, amen. You just had faith. Everybody's got faith. And when we got here this morning, we didn't just stand back there at the light switch and look at the light switch and start going, in Jesus' name, and then flip the switch. That ain't how we got the lights on this morning. We just flipped the switch. We had faith that the electricity was there and it was going to come on. Come on, amen. You know what the problem is? We believe electricity more often than we believe God. We got more faith in FPNL than we do Jesus. You know why? Because we trust what we can see. But the truth is, we are moved by what we don't see. That's how we move. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. What you don't see is more real than what you do see. What's in the invisible realm is more real than the realm that we live in. Amen? Somebody say, now faith. Now watch this. It says, we have the same spirit of faith. I don't have light faith. I don't have decaffeinated faith. Come on. I got the same spirit of faith. Amen? How many believe you got the same spirit of faith? Half of you. Come on. How many of you believe you got the same spirit of faith this morning? What he's doing is he's quoting David here. We have the same spirit of faith according to what was written. I believe, therefore I. Yeah, belief is connected to speaking. You can always tell if somebody's not a real believer because they don't speak. Come on. I believe, therefore I. We believe, therefore we speak. Faith has two elements. Believing and speaking. Let me try that again. Faith has two elements. Believing and speaking. Woo. I know y'all sitting here thinking, oh man, he's coming one of them word of faith preachers. Faith preacher. Faith. Well, what's the alternative? A doubt preacher? Come on, amen. Somebody said, you're in all that health and wealth. Well, I'd rather be in the health and wealth than sickness and poverty. If that's what you want, I guess go for it. Amen. Come on.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-3000. 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbes. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org. Thank you.